those days there was no king of Israel. And in those days the tribe of the Danites was seeking an inheritance for themselves to live in. For until that day, an inheritance had not been allotted to them as a possession among the tribes of Israel. So the sons of Dan sent from their family 5 men, out of their whole number, valiant men from Zorah, and Eshtol, to spy out the land and to explore it. And they said to them, go explore the land. And they came to the hill country of Ephraim, to the house of Micah, and stayed overnight there. When they were near the house of Micah, they recognized the voice of the young man, the Levite. And they turned aside there and said to him, who brought you here? And what are you doing in this place? And what do you have here? He said to them, Micah has done this and that for me, and he has hired me, and I have become his priest. Then they said to him, inquire of God, please, that we may know whether our way on which we are going will be successful. And the priest said to them, go in peace, your way you are going has the Lord's approval. So the 5 men departed and came to Laish and saw the people who were in it living in security in the way of the Sidonians, quiet and unsuspecting. For there was no oppressive ruler humiliating them for anything in the land. And they were far from the Sidonians and had no dealings with anyone. When they came back to their brothers at Zorah and Eshtol, their brothers said to them, what do you say? And they said, arise and let's go up against them. For we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And will you sit still? Do not hesitate to go, to enter, to take possession of the land. When you enter, you will come to an unsuspecting people with a spacious land. For God has handed it all to you, a place where there is no lack of anything that is on the earth.
Then from the family of the Danites, from Zorah and from Eshtol, 600 men armed with weapons of war set out. They went up and camped at Kiriath-Jearim in Judah. Therefore they called that place Mahanadan to this day. Behold, it is west of Kiriath-Jearim. And they passed from there to the hill country of Ephraim and came to the house of Micah. And then the 5 men who went to spy out the country of Laish said to their kinsmen, do you know that there are in these houses an ephod and household items?
cast metal image. Now then consider what you should do. So they turned aside there and came to the house of the young man, the Levite, to the house of Micah, and asked him how he's doing. Meanwhile, the 600 men, armed with their weapons of war, who were of the sons of Dan, were positioned at the entrance of the gate. Now the five men who went to spy out the land went up and entered there. They took the carved image, the ephod, the household and the cast metal image, while the priest was standing at the entrance of the gate with the 600 men armed with weapons of war. To be priest to a tribe and a family in Israel. The priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod, the household idols, and the carved image, and went among the people.
Then they turned and left, and put the children, the livestock, and the valuables in front of them. When they had distanced themselves from Micah's house, the men who were in the houses near Micah's house assembled by command and overtook the sons of Dan. Then they called out to the sons of Dan, who turned around and said to Micah, "What is the matter with you that you have assembled together?" And he said, "You have taken my gods which I made, and the priest, and have gone away. What more do I have? So how can you say to me, what is the matter with you?" Then the sons of Dan said to him, "Do not let your voice be heard among us, or else fierce men will attack you, and you will lose your life and the lives of your household." So the sons of Dan went on. What Micah had made, and the priest who had belonged to him, and came to Lesh, to a people quiet and unsuspecting, and struck them with the edge of the sword, and they burned the city. Named the city Dan after the name of father who was born to Israel. However, the name of the city was previously left.
The sons of Dan set up for themselves the carnage, and Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Benjamin until the day of the captivity of the land. So they set up for themselves Micah's carved image, which he had made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh.